Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches, bitch, you already fucked.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic?
Well, I'm here on a Sunday. Ain't been here in a long time. I got a call already. 360, what's up?
Nah, Bud, I ain't got no question, man.
Oh, you don't have no question? You just listening?
I'm clear.
All right. Hey, you guys, man, I talk about a lot of stuff, man, on these shows, but you could go back to any of them and listen and see that they genuinely are about different issues, but it might be the same topic, but different parts of it. And I know you often wonder, you know, how I have all this shit to talk in. You should wonder about that. Have you ever taken the time to answer that question you ask yourself? I mean, that question that you ask yourself is probably the most important question you have. And the reason I have so much to say is that I'm real. I ain't lying. I ain't trying to impress you. I ain't faking about my commitment to you, to enlarge your doggone game. You know, I have unlimited things to talk about, and I really want you to understand that. Life is a combination of commitment and integrity. These two things go hand in hand, especially when it comes to representing a higher level of understanding. You have to see that I really have an obligation, that I'm obligated to check your emotional acting ass, because you guys are fucking too emotional. I'm at the point, if I hurt your feelings so goddamn what, I'm glad I hurt them. You ain't got no goddamn business on this fucking show if your feelings is that weak. Somebody can say something to hurt your damn feelings. Me, I'm not at the point where I care about that stuff. I'm glad I did hurt your feelings if I hurt your feelings. You can't be the dude who wear your feelings on the tip of your shoes, because this world is crowded. Anytime somebody steps on your toes, your feelings gonna get hurt. Once you allow your feelings to get involved, your emotions enter the picture. And all of the things you profess to be becomes irrelevant in most cases. This is real shit I'm talking about. And I believe that you should have something to say about it. Let me tell you this for sure. I really haven't been doing these Sunday shows because all I get is listeners. I get more action when I do those videos. I get more people talking to me when I get these this blog talk. All I get is listeners. People just want to listen. I be wanting to talk to motherfuckers. If you accept what integrity means, you will know you're in a profession of the quality and firmly adhere to a higher moral principle or standard. Integrity to a real man is so essential. It's like the water you drink to stay alive. Without water, you ain't gonna last in this world. then it's the same with integrity. If you ain't got no goddamn integrity, you ain't gonna make it. You ain't lasting. If you don't possess the quality of integrity, you will never be a real man. I've got to the point that in our business of being alpha men, you know, we have to fully understand the words used to describe integrity. When you say integrity, it talks about the quality. And if you're being honest, there are not many, or at least there's not very many of you out there, that would describe yourself as having any qualities. I mean, somebody, you know, if you're out there, hit me. Let me know what qualities you got. I'm telling you, just using or accepting those words ought to show you that you have to be a cut above the rest to even have any quality, let alone qualities, plural. It goes on to say that you have to possess and steadfastly adhere to high moral principles and standards. Now think about what you guys are here to. There's nothing that you go with that adheres to any principles or standards. Even those fucking games you be playing, the video games, you go by your own goddamn rules. You do it the way you want to do it. You guys know you will bend the rules. You know you will change up what you supposed to do in a heartbeat just because some broad is giving you some resistance. All of this is where your integrity fails. You cannot have principles if you ain't aware of who you are and have the confidence to show that you know you. I'm telling you, women can feel it. Or they can easily see that you don't have any backbone when they first speak to you. It's in your voice. And it gives away where you stand in the moral arena. You're judged quite quickly when you speak into a woman. I don't know if you know that. In these days and times, women judge whether or not you have a gold card. Whether or not you be good for dinner or shopping, and whether or not they can get cash from you, they judge you on all of these things. I think talking about integrity is an appropriate topic for tonight, because integrity and making moves go hand in hand. Now, did you wake up and claim the day this morning? Did you say to yourself, today is my day? Did you make yourself a commitment that today will be different than it was yesterday? Or did you just wake up? I mean, a lot of people simply wake up to be an alpha motherfucker. It can be defeating if you let it defeat you. Check this out. Let's say you had an opportunity to win $100 and you won $1. Wouldn't you feel you lost? And of course, you can see the bright side of it. At least you didn't win a dollar. But the win would have been a substantial portion of the $100 in the most people's mind. But see, we're supposed to think in such a manner. Any situation we involved in, we come out winners because we see everything and we commit to them. 631, what's going on?
Yeah, that's me, but what's happening? You pulled me out. What's happening? Serving back. How you doing, man?
All right, man. You got a question?
Not off the top, man. I'm just listening. I just came in and it pulled me on.
Oh, okay, bro. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Cool, man.
All right. So,
peace to you.
What I'm saying, fellas, we got to think to win. You know, when I was in the streets after women, I'm telling you, I speak to 100 to 200 women a week, every week. Most of them, I didn't even care about, you know, following up with a sentence or two. I know not to fuck with women unless she give me some kind of action that I could see. Now, by the end of that week, when I ran through 100, 200 women and been turned down 100, 200 times, you know, I felt good. I felt like I had done something. I felt like I had accomplished a great feat, something fly, because I stood strong to my commitment of speaking to them 200 women. I don't give a fuck if I didn't get no action. I'm putting my work in. My work will continue if I get the action. I felt fly because of my integrity. And I ain't going to say shit out of my mouth that I don't intend to do. I try not to procrastinate because I learned that accepting it is the first thing to becoming a zero as a person. If you accept that you are a procrastinator, then you already know you're a zero. If I accept I should speak to 100 women, 50, 60, 70, 99 will not do. I don't look at how hard it's going to be to speak to all those women. The only thing important is that I know no matter how many of them motherfuckers turned me down, is they lost. I think like this partly because of the integrity I have. And over the years, I've developed a guard that protects me from slipping when it comes to my integrity. You don't realize how much baggage the average woman of today has. You very rarely gonna meet a woman today that don't have a gang of baggage. Some of this baggage is created by the lack of integrity the woman sees in men. But think about this. How many of you have said to a woman that you don't have time to play games, but you sit there waiting for a response? Right there, you're putting your integrity on Front Street. And if you don't get up and leave, she knows you got very little integrity or none. Unless you get her to talk to you or she talks you into staying, you're supposed to leave. Your integrity comes into play anytime you make any kind of sentence of any kind of commitment. When you say you don't mess with out-of-pocket women, but you throw your money around in strip clubs like a big old trick, plain and simple. Most of your problems with women stem from the shit you create for yourself. You guys go with that saying, if you got it, it ain't tricking or some shit, whatever it is. Then you spend all your goddamn money and don't even have it. And you say you ain't a trick. By the way, there is no such thing as a trick motherfucker who don't have it. That's why they spend it. Because they already factored in a monthly pussy budget. None of you can get a bitch in those clubs to see your motherfucking ass past those 10s and 20s you be dropping. They all see you as hip squares with a little money to fuck off. Integrity will prevent you from even wanting to be seen in that light. And I know you guys check their motherfucking credentials, and you know they ain't like that. And they ain't got no man at home checking their money. I know. You checked it all out. You know it. You followed it. If you took the time to check what you're showing a woman, you wouldn't have to get roasted to learn shit. Most of you out there are just glorified squares. And I know this because even if you accepted what I say is true, you ain't gonna do shit about it. Even if you agreeing with 9 out of 10 things I say tonight. You ain't going to do shit about it. You still going to be a cupcake. All of you are guilty of making claims you have no intentions of keeping. Then you think nothing of it. What do the women see? They see soft, sucker-ass dudes with no spine. And they all think they got to act like they got dicks. That's why you got the women acting like that. That's why they all like pussy. Because they ain't got nothing to deal with you guys. 631, what's up?
Hey, Bud, you got radio playing in your background. Some kind of radio or TV or something playing.
Yeah, I
all
hear right. it. All
right.
All right, appreciate it, bro.
No problem, no problem.
Hey, so, but what I'm saying to you guys is you need to really check yourselves. You can't insult my integrity in any fashion. You just cannot insult my integrity. I ain't gonna stand for it, and I'm putting a halt to any kind of insult a woman has for me or men. Each and every one of you guys out there, you know, need to understand and adopt this fucking philosophy. It didn't get out of whack, you know, with your integrity over fucking night. So I know it's not going to get straight overnight. It's going to take a little time. It's going to take us to be serious about what we're doing. The more you check women and keep yourself in check, the more you'll begin to notice, you'll notice how different you feel, how different things are, and things will begin to change. It all begins and ends with you and your principles about what you're going to stand for. I ain't standing for shit. I'm not. I ain't standing for shit for my women. Unless it's something I agree with. I charge it all to me and my integrity. It begins and ends with where you stand as a man. Even if I don't get what I want, I'm happy. I'm happy that I served up some proper alpha dog conversation. More than anything, most of the women I meet show me respect out of the awe and admiration that they have for real fucking men. Now, goddammit, this is a short-ass show. If I don't get no questions, I ain't interested in talking. So at least on the videos, motherfuckers do call in. On this show, you just listen. So, well, you didn't heard about integrity. We could have kicked it about integrity, but you didn't want to. So I'm gone.